Hadarichum means wake up in the local Quichua indigenous language. And here in the province of Cotopaxi in Ecuador, it is what indigenous leaders are asking their people to do. Demonstrators are opposing a rise in the price of fuel, an increase in mining and oil production, and a series of laws that they claim will hurt the country's poorest. The government says the reforms are necessary to jumpstart the economy.
The Ecuadorian people are tired of the measures taken by the government, neoliberal policies. That's why we're implementing our right to resist according to our constitution. Little by little, people are joining us.
In the town of Sakisili, also in Cotopaxi, young members of the community use metal spears to slash the tires of those who were seen working. Not everyone supports the protesters' cause. Truck drivers like Carlos López are frustrated. He needs the truck to make a living.
We work for a private company and we have to work. We're employees and they start breaking our tires.
President Guillermo Lasso took office 4 months ago. Last week, he declared a state of emergency to combat rising crime caused by drug trafficking and to control social unrest. The country is also in the middle of an economic crisis. Labor unions and other activist groups joined Tuesday protests as well. The police used tear gas on demonstrators in the capital, Quito, as small clashes took place.
Protests like this one are happening all around the country. The government says that they won't allow indigenous groups to block the roads. They're saying that they're trying to generate instability in the country, but indigenous groups are saying that this is the only way they have to protect the environment and to protect their way of life.
Indigenous leader Leonidas Issa told us Ecuador is violating the constitution in trying to double the amount of oil and mining production in the country.
The government has declared the decree 151 for mining and 95 for oil. It cannot be sustained, and we have shown that these territories should be used for other type of economic activity. We are growing our food, producing to export. Why do they want to destroy our territories by using extracting economies?
Ecuadorian indigenous communities have historically been affected the most by oil spills and destruction of the environment caused by extraction of natural resources. They say their communities end up devastated and poor. That's why they insist they have the right to resist and fight government development plans that they say come at their expense. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Cotopaxi, Ecuador.